This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. As we approach the next farm bill, it's important to think about what young farmers hope to see. We'll have more right after this.
It's March, and that means the start of the 2023 planting season will soon be upon us. As the weather warms up, many Iowa producers will be jumping at the chance to get in the field as soon as possible. In your excitement, take some time to remember a few safety tips. Make certain that your equipment safety features are all functioning properly. Make sure you get enough rest. Be aware of your surroundings and don't try and outwork your conditions. Follow these safety tips and you'll have a successful and healthy start to your 2023 planting season. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A number of next-generation farmers spoke during a panel discussion at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. The presentation, titled A Conversation About Future Ag and Food Policy, gave the farmers a chance to talk about what they'd like to see in the upcoming farm bill. Mitchell Hora, an Iowa farmer who is also the founder and CEO of Continuum Ag, said the most important thing for policymakers to remember is farmer innovation.
So my ask really boils down to allow for flexibility within programs, allow for more of the research to be done, allow for innovators to be innovative. What I mean by that is some of the policies around the actual like farm programs themselves, ARC and PLC, for example, some of the things within EQIP, CSP, and the crop insurance programs, there's a lot of restrictions there. It's a lot of keep to the book and stay to the book, farmer. Here's what the rules say, only do that.
Hora said the lack of flexibility creates excessive risk on his Iowa farm.
As we were trying new things like relay cropping, where we're growing our own cover crop seed, we've had to do that without crop insurance, because in crop insurance and in the RMA best practices, relay cropping is not one of those things. Even though now this will be our fifth year using relay cropping, and relay cropping added an extra $300 per acre to our bottom line profitability last year.
Matt Fimon, chair of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said he'd like to see policymakers simplify some of the paperwork associated with farming.
You know, I would say ease of the loan application process is such a difficult process to go through. And as a young farmer, it's hard to show who owns what, or who has what, or who's doing what, because a lot of it is the parents or the grandparents. So to focus on that and the application process would be great.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.